Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, from the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. And joining me now from the palatial compound at Combat Speed LLC is the Grand Poobah Potentate of Combat Speed LLC, and he is Super Dave Harrington. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Bill. How you doing?
Yeah, did you ever think of yourself as a poobah?
No, you caught me off guard with all that.
Well,
that's okay.
Well,
I'll
mean,
figure that later.
Being the Grand Poobah is like being the top dog.
Yeah, but it also means you're old. I don't want to be a poobah yet.
Who said it means you're old? You got to put aside this thing.
It's a visual reference, man.
The alternative to being old is taking the big dirt nap. And from the way I gather things, the way you fight the human condition as it takes its various turns and dips on you, I get the impression that you're not ready for the dirt nap just yet.
Yeah, I get it. That's cool.
So this
been
means
on edge with references to my age recently, and
well, I'm the same age as you. I couldn't care less what anybody thinks.
Yeah, I don't know why it gets under my skin. It kind of in some instances it comes across with a negative connotation, and I don't dig on that. You know, I don't need people to inform me of what's going on with me. You know, I live me every day.
Have you been to see a doctor lately? Is that what's up? Did you already tell me about this? Did you tell me about a doctor?
Go ahead.
Well, I mean, I know that you had been talking to a doctor and that a doctor may have given you a little bit of grief for you going off and being you. Is that what you're referring to?
I've got to see the specialist at 11 a.m., and then I see my standard cardio dude at 1 a.m.
Right.
And then I've got to follow up with my primary care doc over at MacDill Air Base to get my surgery clearance for the doc in St. Pete that's going to do the surgery.
Right.
And basically, I'm just going to collect all the paperwork and get it, you know, hand carry it through the process because it's kind of turned into a nut roll with two additional doctors involved, so I don't want anything to get misplaced or derail the target date of October 20th.
I think in the process of things, and you and I are both in this same boat, but I think sometimes we forget to take into consideration certain items that the fact that we have been around and seen what we've seen and done what we've done, where this actually places us on the food chain.
Which does what?
Where this our wisdom? Where do you think this places us on the food chain?
Oh, where on the food chain?
Yeah,
I would have to say pretty much at the top.
Yeah, but now, younger people than us that are more flexible than us, and maybe are more physically capable of us now for the moment because that will pass. In the event that something happens and we're gone, what do you think happens to them?
To who, the youngsters?
Yeah, they're going to be doomed, Dave. They're going to be doomed. They can't.
If you hand
them a rotary phone, they're going to be like, "What's that?" If you stick them behind a car with a straight drive transmission,
dude.
You don't.
Because here's what I know about the human animal.
Uh-huh.
You know, we are the most adaptable. That's why we basically dominate the planet, and you know we love killing each other off. We're kind of a planetary virus.
Ah.
But for the most part, what you're specifically referring to in my mind is the immense amount of knowledge and experience that dies off ever so often. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah.
Just from, you know, the sheer numbers of individuals involved on like a global scale. And you take that age bracket and matrix that out and look at the knowledge and experience of the significant emotional events, like events during that century. You know what I mean?
Right.
And then it's staggering, man. It's staggering to the imagination.
Well, it is staggering. To, if you ask Gen Z, if you were to say, where's Vietnam? They'd be like, is that in Idaho?
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
I mean, wow.
I mean, I asked a guy at a recruiting station for the Army. I said, do you guys still teach map reading? And he looked at me like I was talking to him in some dead language, like I was speaking to him in Latin. And I said, map reading.
Well, dude, I would hope they do.
Well, apparently they don't.
Wow.
And did you know
that
in certain...
They totally rely on technology?
Yes. And did you know, in basic training, they allow them to have their mobile phones in certain phases of basic training.
Mm-hmm.
That's astounding to me.
I couldn't imagine what they do nowadays, man.
I can't either.
As long as we've got people willing to give their lives to defend the Constitution, as I know it, you know, that's great. You know, I think it's great.
Well, I mean, that's a whole... I think it's great, too, except that nowadays the youngsters, they're 31,000 under goal for recruiting for the Army right now. 31,000 under. And that's because of nowadays there's lots of kids that have they can't physically meet the standard. That's item number one. Item number two, they have a criminal record. A lot of them, you know, when I was in basic training, I was told, you know, the military life's not for everybody. And even though they've tried to make the military life for everybody, there's still some people just can't cut it. I'm sure that we, as we are this minute, and still pass it. Because we just act like our peers in there, our co-trainees, and we still probably still pass, even though we're, you know, how long do you think they'd give us to do the 2 mile run now? About a week?
Oh no, man! I think the standard is 16 minutes. That's now, 2 8-minute miles.
That was what it was when I was 23, Dave.
No, but that's cool. But see, here's where you and I will differ. See, I'm not looking at what I need to do and only what I need to do to pass the test in my age bracket. I want to know what the test is. And I'm going to pass the test. I don't care how old I am.
Okay. Well,
the standard's the standard.
You know, I'm just trying
you
to... I'm trying to shore up what should be your complete and total contentment with the age and wisdom that you've gathered over a very long, eventful life.
Well, therein lies my answer to your whole deal.
Which is?
I'm not content, and I refuse to be content.
Well, I'm not saying that you should be
satisfied. The moment
satisfied.
I'm content, I'm done. Then, yeah, I'm old. And I'm not ready for that yet, dude.
Okay, well, nobody said you have to be ready for that. You're still
hopefully
moving.
Hopefully my shoulder will allow me to do what I want to do.
Well, hopefully.
When, you know, I'm healthy again.
There you go.
Anyway, what do you got for me today, man?
Well, first of all, we got the first break. So let's get the first break out of the way, and then we'll get into what we got for you when we get back. Super Dave, you can find him at combatspeed.com. Kid yourself not. He is still capable of thumping you if you need to be thumped, and he's only too willing to provide the thumping. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
The left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, a Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. I'm joined now by my youthful buddy pal, Super Dave Harrington. You like that better? Is that good?
I reckon, man, if it's the best you can do.
Well,
I just call it
the youngster. You want to be my youngster?
I get it, man.
Joined now by the youngster, Super Dave Harrington. So, like, recently, right, you did a thing where you ran with some actual youngsters, some guys, for 48 hours, and you kept up, and you held your own and everything else.
Right.
Are we seeing a shift? Now, those guys were all tacked up and T-O-E'd up and everything. They had all their battle rattle on, right?
Right.
So, in the classes you are teaching nowadays, is the new hotness as far as will you carry your gun, appendix carry?
I've seen appendix carry become extremely popular. And there's, you know, I see nothing wrong with it. I don't do it personally myself. I don't choose to. There's always kind of a cult of personality thing that comes into the play. The problem with specific firing techniques or manipulation techniques of your guns, but dig this. The fact of the matter is, hands down, in a lot of head-to-head type action, it's been proven that the appendix carry is faster.
Yes.
Hands down. So dig it. If speed is your thing, go for it. Work it out. I've never even been interested in the technique to actually have tried it for any amount of time. I just don't dig on, especially, you know, doing a lot of work, having a hot gun, and I'm talking temperature hot,
right?
You know, from, you know, doing a lot of excessive firing. I just don't dig on that, man. From a carry position on your body, you need to kind of rewind a little bit in respect to being armed. Sometimes when people talk about carrying, mentally they automatically go to on their body type setup. But more and more, I would encourage people not to think about carrying, but what is necessary if you need to leave home or be out and about traveling with your job. Are you armed in some manner? You know, is there a firearm present? Where is it? What is it? How is it being carried? Who makes the decision on that? And because what a lot of people, you hear a lot of reference to truck guns and stuff like that. But I know specifically you have to stay within the guidance of whatever your local and state laws are in respect to transporting guns. You know what I mean?
Right.
And, you know, like, does firearm need to be unloaded and the ammunition kept separate in a separate locked container? Blah, blah, you know, whatever it is, whatever the requirements are, you need to check those out, know what they are, and make sure you're in compliance with them. And if you choose to not be in compliance with them, well, this is America, and we do have the freedom of choice. Probably not the best choice to get sideways with law, but big boy rules, you know?
Understood. So, with one thing, one little phenomena I've seen as far as holsters are concerned. And this is where, see, I agree with you that appendix is probably the fastest. And I think what they've been trying to do is come out with holsters that sort of mitigate that whole heat thing, because lots of guys seem to go train with the appendix carry, right?
I totally get it, man. I just have no interest in doing it myself.
Now, right.
I am not averse to doing it. I encourage it. If that's your thing, work it out. But for me personally, it does nothing for me.
Right. Well,
I'm not.
So
here's. Let me make a major distinction too. Let me tell you why I've never been interested in it. It is kind of a deep concealment type position on your person, and the fact of the matter is, I didn't come up in a self-defense type realm. I came up in an offensive realm where, you know, my job was to be offensive. There was no, well, you know, the best defense is good offense, right?
Right.
So a lot of what could be considered concealment type gear or body positions, I've never seriously worked with. I've never seriously worked with a shoulder holster. You know what I mean?
Right.
But in a lot of respects, if you're going to be working and carrying a gun day in, day out, a shoulder holster is not a bad way to go if your environment supports you getting away with it because, you know, of course, depending on the rig, whether you'll be able to actually conceal it or not with your body type is a different story, which kind of leads into the individual needs to evaluate their physicality. You know, are you like a big, heavy set, overweight dude that could hide, you know, an AR under your shirt? I don't know. Are you, you know, extremely thin and don't have hardly any real estate to wear any type of gear that doesn't stick out like a bump on a log? You know, what types of environments do you live in?
Right.
Which addresses your clothing or your choice of clothing. You've got to consider off-body carry. You know, are you going to have a backpack gun? What type? What is it? You have reserve ammo. How long do you think you can facilitate the, you know, the problem? You know, what's your immediate forces of action, blah, blah, blah.
Well,
there's a lot of things that go with, you know, you just don't throw a gun in the car and head out.
Hang on right there, if you will. We're coming up on the next break. Super Dave, you can follow him on Instagram at SDave_Harrington. You can follow him on Facebook at Dave Harrington and Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The primary election focus is on in Florida and New York Tuesday. The governor's race in Florida has Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist and State Agriculture Commissioner Nikki Fried running for the nomination to challenge Republican Governor Ron DeSantis, who tells Fox and Friends that his state would not be flying high if Democrats were in power.
You continue to see us adding jobs in spite of all the headwinds from the Biden economy, and we ended the fiscal year with a $22 billion surplus, by far a record. And that none of that would have happened if I had done what the people on the Democrat side wanted to do.
Sales of new homes fell sharply in July. The government saying sales of new single-family homes fell 12% to an annual rate of 511,000 units. You're listening to USA Radio News. A jury has convicted 39-year-old Adam Fox and 46-year-old Barry Croft Jr. on charges related to a plot to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. Fox's attorney, Chris Gibbons, says they'll review all options between now and sentencing.
My client is disappointed in the verdict. It's been a good fight. We've made it twice in a row. We were hoping for a different outcome today.
Following this conviction, Croft and Fox could face life in prison. Delegations from over 40 countries attended a virtual summit about Crimea, an area of Ukraine annexed by Russia in 2014. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says it's important to realize that Crimea is still part of Ukraine.
The installment of proxies and sham referenda may be in Crimea's past, but human rights abuses are an everyday reality in Crimea's present.
Since the Russian invasion, the peninsula has been used to launch missiles and troop movements against Ukraine. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Let me ask you a question when we're talking about carrying guns. What do you think about things like sticky holsters and belly bands? What do you think about them?
Man, it can't be much because I've never bought one or used one.
When I use sticky holsters...
I've always used, when I carry on body, I use legit gear.
Okay.
Belt gear.
Gotcha.
I always have. When I carry off body, a few things I need to take into consideration is, of course, you know, what's the environment? What are you going to use for a bag? You know, the bag's to camouflage what you have in it. So what type of bag are you going to use? How big does the bag need to be? Ad infinitum. How are you going to carry your reserve ammo? There's other points of interest.
I wasn't talking about off-body.
How do you get into it? Well, how do you get to it? What I'm getting at is...
It's on me.
I understand that, but that doesn't necessarily mean you can access your gear from any body position.
Well, it's inside the waistband holster. It's inside the waistband holster solution, and so I can draw it in the same vein as I can draw any inside the waistband holster.
Okay, so how can you get it out with your left side, your left arm?
The same way I would.
Can you do that safely?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Because I always try to pick neutral body positions, except for the, I use a right side straight drop frictional holster.
Right.
But what I don't do, and it's belt gear, legit belt gear, but what I don't do is lock my gear in on my body using the belt loops on whatever pants I'm wearing. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
What a lot of people will do, they'll hit a belt loop and then a piece of gear, then a belt loop, a piece of gear, a belt loop, a piece of gear. Well, effectively what you're doing, in some respects, you're going to have to get away with that, but you don't want to do it too much, because then you lose all flexibility of shifting or getting a better purchase on a piece of gear from an awkward position with the offside of your body. So I have, that's why I carry ammunition on both sides of my body. You know, so it's kind of neutral. I don't have to worry about that so much because I have immediate access. One hand immediate access. What I was getting to earlier about access is based on your environment and all of these considerations of the environment, your physical condition, your physiology, the who, what, when, where, and why you're carrying a blaster in the first place. Do you have immediate access to it? Does it take one hand, or do you need two hands to access the firearm? I mean, you should have, what I'm basically covering are pre-combat checks you should be going through before you even leave the house.
Right.
So,
well, I agree with that. I don't think you should actually actively carry in any manner that you have not tested on the range with a live fire component to see how well it's going to work versus how well it might not work. And
right,
I agree with that.
And guess what? There's always Murphy. You can have it thought out and rehearsed out, and something's going to happen that you didn't think of. It's just the way this universe works. That's been my experience anyway. But, you know, people need to... But, you know, the funny thing about it is, has anyone ever told you to think out of the box?
You know, on more than one occasion. On more than one occasion.
Yeah, I've been told that a couple times, only to generally immediately be followed with get back in the box. But when it comes to carrying, only the individual that makes the decision and accepts the responsibility to go forth armed can ultimately make the decisions that's going to make them or break them, you know, from the very beginning or at any point during, you know, a problem.
Right.
That's why you have to be prepared and you have to train. But more importantly than training, bro, is practicing. Just because you attend training, one or two days of training, that doesn't mean you're trained. You have to practice.
That is the way of any martial art.
Exactly.
Any martial art.
You're going to get out of it what you put into it.
Right. So, I mean,
there's nothing going to change that reality. It's just a gentle reminder for the most folks.
Well, I mean, the reason I use the sticky holsters that I use in most circumstances is because I can actually set that up in a, if I had enough of them, I could set up a Super Dave rig that way. I could carry, they make magazine carriers, they make dedicated magazine carriers, dedicated gun carriers. They make gun carriers that will hold a light, and they're cut for an optic.
Okay, but what was the manufacturer's name again?
Sticky Holster.
Sticky Holster.
Sticky Holster, yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm going to have to look them up.
Well, I mean, I know that you carry off-body when you're, like, going to the beach or something.
Right.
And I don't know if when you go to the beach, if you're going to the beach for some other reason other than to get in the water or something. But during the summer when it's really hot and I'm trying to go loose, instead of carrying off-body, I have found that the sticky holster is a better way because, one, it conceals as good as anything out there.
Right.
You don't have to have a belt. Now,
I'm
you don't want
to look into that.
Your Glock 45, your Glock 45 would carry in that just fine because of its weight, but you don't want to get out there with too heavy of a gun.
I do have a stand-up paddleboard that I take out.
Yeah.
And I've been looking for something. But right now I just carry in a deck bag. And I'm good. You know, I have plenty of time to access it if I need it.
if I carry off body, I'm carrying in a Vertex bag simply because that has a drawing solution built into it.
Right.
And that's the only reason that I can see to carry in a Vertex bag, because otherwise the drawing solution is absolutely ingenious to me.
Right.
The way they set up the rest of the bag.
Is it like a waste bag that comes apart?
Well, they have them. But the Vertex bag is a sling bag or a backpack or whatever you want. V-E-R-T-X.
Right.
X. Look them up.
Right. Well, I have several sling bags.
Yeah.
I think they are DRT, something like that.
Yeah.
But I have, I don't know, four different sling bags.
Right.
Medium size that are set up with medium-sized stuff in them.
Right.
And I have a smaller sling bag with smaller-type stuff set up in them. I've got like four or five of them.
Yep.
And they're for handing out if need be.
Gotcha. Hang on right there for me, if you will. We'll get back to this when we get back. We'll talk about this in just a second. Anyway. Super Dave Harrington, if you want to follow him on YouTube, his YouTube channel is Super Dave Harrington. You can catch him on last season's Trigger Time TV. He was basically the host and the presenter of that at the time. And who knows what else is coming up. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC. I know that there's some business we want to take care of for the upcoming, because this is the last segment of the hour. That's been a fast hour, hasn't it?
Right, correct.
That's what happens when you just sit there and riff. That's the good stuff. The organic broadcast. That's the best. Anyway, I digress. With off-body carry, are there any ways that you have tried for off-body carry that you did not like before I go out and buy one of those?
No.
No? None?
I didn't waste any money on it whatsoever.
Gotcha.
I knew exactly what I wanted, and I found exactly what fit the bill, and that's all I've ever used.
Okay.
For off-body carry, which is a sling bag. I wish I could remember the manufacturer, but it's a quality sling bag. I've got 3 or 4 of them set up. With sling bag stuff in them, but it's just for me the best way to go about doing it. As a matter of fact, I'll give you an example. I have a sling bag that is basically nothing but reserve mags. It's a 50-50 bag of reserve magazines and emergency medical gear, tourniquets, blah, 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 stuff like that.
I don't see anything wrong with that. I mean, it's how big is it?
I would say a medium sling bag size.
Yeah.
It's not huge, but it's, no matter if it's in the house or, you have it in your vehicle, it's a good grab it and go bag. If you have to break contact with your vehicle, if your vehicle's dead. But, and the whole thing about it is, I know we focus on the gun thing and doing the gun thing, which is cool, but when you're going to have weapons in your vehicles, just remember the vehicle is a weapon by choice first. And I would certainly make that or take it into consideration, based on what my immediate circumstances are, where I would be forced to use my vehicle as a weapon, I'm not averse to doing it.
Right.
Certainly, I would use my vehicle and to preclude me from having to go to guns, but you never know that. You know what I mean? But it is a choice. I'm just throwing it out there.
Sure. Let me ask you this question, simply because I've been thinking about this. Since most of the time, when I go a ways away from the house, I carry this, this in-case kit. I wonder how much better served I might be by just having enough stuff to go with the handgun in terms of carrying off body and having a bunch of spare magazines like that and all that other stuff. Would that be in a close quarter environment? Is a handgun going to serve me as well as maybe a short barreled rifle would?
No.
No? Okay.
No, not at all. That's kind of a loaded. You can do so much more. Loaded question. You get it?
Yes.
There's so many, for example, just take into consideration the advantages a rifle caliber carbine would have over a pistol caliber carbine.
Right.
Okay. The first thing that immediately comes to my mind is max effective range.
Right.
You know, I'll ding you with a rifle before I ding you with a pistol caliber.
Right.
But they're both carbines, right? So if there's anybody out there, now, I'm not saying the pistol caliber carbine is not a viable weapon. It is. But it's kind of a niche gun. It fits the urban environment extremely well. And the reason I say that is because I'm considering, after the initial push, ammunition availability is going to become an issue.
Right.
So therefore, you'd probably be easier to feed a pistol caliber carbine than it would to acquire the appropriate rifle caliber carbine. But it really depends on where you live and what's popular in your area and blah, right. blah, blah. There's so many variables. But the rifle caliber carbine is hands down a much more capable fighting tool than a pistol caliber carbine.
Gotcha. All right. I was curious about that because sometimes carrying all that stuff, I mean, I can hide it in the car really well. I have tinted windows in the car. I don't have any stickers on my car indicating that I am a gun guy, yeah, and, you know, that kind of stuff.
When you pull it out and put it on, and now you have to fire a maneuver with it on, it's a different story. You know, you got to practice that stuff, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I don't run around with body armor. I run around with a chest rig or with a bag that would act as a chest rig. And
right.
To me, that's just a different location than the LBE used to be. I'm used to that more than anything else. I have tried to train with body armor on. I have body armor. I have kits set up. In the event that I have body armor, I do have body armor if I'm going to have to carry it. But by the same token, I'm probably carrying 1,000% more than my average co-traveler on the road if things get bad. Or at least that would be right. my impression. Now, we have about 3 minutes left in this hour. Let's set up your buddy that's coming on next. Let's talk about Chris.
Chris Cathers. Check it. I was in Alpha Company, I want to say first or the third Special Forces Group at Fort Bragg for a little while coming off this project. And Chris was my junior weapons sergeant. And we did, you know, some work in and out of country and did quite a bit of work in Africa. Just an absolute solid dude. And we were teammates for a little over 2 years. And Chris finished his college and sidestepped himself into another employment scheme maneuver that was extremely similar to SF. And I'll let him tell you about all that.
Yep.
But he was part of, I mean, he's had, I couldn't tell you how many times he's deployed in and out of everywhere, but him and the first element that went, I believe, into Iraq for the WMD stuff, a 40-man element, to this day, Chris is the sole survivor of an extremely rare 1% of all cancer type of cancer the whole crew has suffered and died from the cancer, and Chris is battling it as we speak.
Right.
And he has a organization called Brothers Keeper, and he's really trying to get it set up where he can basically pass in good conscience, knowing that he had a positive influence for veterans to seek help and not become a statistic.
The statistic being the 22 that kill themselves and daily.
Right, right. He's got a lot of, he's considered suicide on multiple occasions. He had to do battle with the stigma of simply asking for help. Because, psychologically, in the early to mid 90s, that was when that zero defect mentality was, everybody was ate up with.
Yeah. We're running out of time. That's a pretty good setup. He follows on. Thank you.
He's an absolute good dude.
Yeah, thank you for taking the time to join me today.
All right.
Coming up next, yes, sir, out here. Coming up next, another Special Forces operator named Chris Gathers. He's going to tell you his story. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.